Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So I had a pretty scary situation yesterday. Driving right here, right down the road. I booked myself a massage yesterday. I was going to do a little body work yesterday. No working out. Body didn't feel good. Doctor keeps telling me, working out too much. Every now and then, got to go get yourself a massage and chill out, man.
I don't think I've ever had a doctor tell me
that. Go to some bougie doctor.
Right. Hey, Kristen, you've been doing way too much hot yoga. You need to dial it back.
Well, yoga and lifting, I think, are two different
very
things, right?
Different
one's
things,
a little
yeah.
bit more strainful on your body. So they're like, look, if you're working your body so much, you got to have some balance here, man. You got to take a day or two during the week, get a massage, do some self-care. You know, it's not all about the gym. Okay. So I get in my car and I book a massage for the middle of the day. And as I'm heading down the road, there's a merge right by the radio station here on the way to get a massage that two lanes sort of start to merge into each other. And if you're not careful and two people aren't being polite about it, then you're going to have a little like, am I supposed to go? Are you supposed to go? And it's going to get a little hairy.
So like a standoff. Is this where the construction is and to go underneath?
No, it's the other way.
Oh, it's the other way.
So
okay.
It's Glenridge towards Roswell.
Got it.
Okay. So I might have been a little aggressive yesterday in cutting a car off.
On your way to a massage?
It wasn't. You know what? In the overall scheme of things, let me be honest with you. On a scale of 1 to 5, when it comes to being an aggressive driver, I'm at about a 3.5. I'm an aggressive driver.
I'd say 4.
Yeah, I'd say 4.
I would say
4.
I would say 7.
Well, we were being nice.
Yeah.
I was trying to give myself a little grace. I know now not to do that. probably a 4 for sure. All right,
I don't ever ride with him.
I don't plan to at this rate.
So me and this other guy kind of like start to merge into each other. Of course, you know, being the aggressive one I am, I get the better of the other guy. And this other guy is in this super freaking loud car. And I get a little on the scared side, to be honest with you, as he starts to tailgate me just a little bit. And I'm like, what the hell? And this dude follows me all the way to my massage. I'm starting to get a little bit on the nervous side now. No. I'm like, oh no, what the hell is happening? Right? Kaylee, you can take it from here.
So yeah.
Kaylee had a front view to the whole situation.
So I went home after the show yesterday and then had to double back here because I had an appointment right down the street at 2 p.m. And as I'm cruising down the road, some ass just cuts me off all aggressive. And I go, well, and I was like, what an a-hole. And I wasn't even like driving. I was just kind of cruising. And so, and I'm like, wait a second, is that Bert? And so I'm like, I got 20 minutes to kill. I'm early on my appointment. And I was like, I go, let me see where he goes, because I was like, maybe he'll go home. I haven't seen his new house, so I'll follow him home. So, or whatever, because I know he lives around here. And so he's like, starts to drive. Maybe he's thinking because I'm following him or I'm on him. My car's all loud. So he's like being aggressive and I'm like, and I'm just on him. And I'm like, and I even send him a text like, dude, I'm right behind you.
Now I'm not reading said text because I'm driving.
Okay.
And also driving for my life at this point because there's a maniac behind me.
So listen, so we get onto this main road where The destination where I'm going is on this main road, so but I pass it, and I take a right, right in between basically that building and this Kroger parking lot, and then he starts to go, and he like guns it as soon as he gets on this road, and I go, all right, I'm not even going to mess with him. I'm just going to go my way. So I pull into the Kroger parking lot, and I see him like about 500 feet down, do a U-turn and turn around.
I was trying to lose this
moment. Too Fast, Too Furious, Sandy Springs. Sandy Springs Drift.
And so I was like, either he was just so aimlessly missed his turn, I didn't know where he was going, but he just flipped it. And then pulled right into the parking lot.
So I didn't know if this moron, I wasn't entirely sure if this moron, whoever it was in the super freaking loud car.
The moron you cut off.
It wasn't really a cut off as much as it was an aggressive merge.
One's a moron, another's an a-hole. I didn't punch him in the face, I just hit him.
You could have, like, if you did do that, like, I understand, bro, you got to get over. Like, when you get in front of me, you can kind of, like, just raise your hand. I can see, like, you know, hey, sorry, bro, I got to get over. I had to get over, you know, type thing. So didn't do anything.
I drive past where I'm supposed to, right? Just making sure, like, if this guy, is this guy following me or not? So as go past my turn, this moron turns left into the parking lot, so then I do a U-turn, and it was like being in Top Gun, where you don't realize the plane, the guy that's about to shoot you, is now behind you. And so I'm now behind Kaylee. Now what are you going to do?
Well, what I did do was, I was like, maybe he got my text message, and he turned around.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and so I pulled into the park, and I parked, like, right there before Kroger, like, on the side.
So
right.
There's Kroger, three stores, and then the place that I'm getting a massage.
Okay, so really quick before we hear the epic conclusion. You do realize you park next to each other every single day.
Yeah.
How do you not know his car?
I am not exactly sure that I have ever... First of all, the car was so loud that I had tricked myself into thinking that it was some random dude, because Kaylee's car would never be this loud.
Of all people, Kaylee's car would be this loud.
It's like a, what is that, a V50?
That's something.
You got in there.
I just wasn't
sure, and as I was looking in my rear view and I was like super freaked out, I couldn't make out it. I didn't even think, he wasn't even on my radar, to
That's
be honest
hilarious,
with you.
That's hilarious, because we don't have assigned parking, but we have assigned parking, and I kid you not, Bert and Kaylee park right next to each other every single day.
Every day. Wow. Every day. And he has to see my car because I'm here before him. So he has to literally look at my car as he's walking in.
And as he leaves, because
he leaves before me. So here we go. So I pull in and I pull off to the side, like not in a turning lane, but it's like right before Kroger. There's like a little place that I pull up. And I get out of the car.
It appears to me like this guy has followed me and he knows I'm behind him. And he gets out of the car and is looking to face off me now, okay?
Well, I don't know where in his head he's like, you got a great imagination.
Yeah, his imagination is running wild.
Is this the second season of Beef?
Yeah.
This is how Beef started.
Yeah, this is exactly how it started.
So he pulls in and I thought, oh, okay, I'm just going to chat with him real quick. And he pulls into the parking spot right in front of the massage, gets out. I'm standing out of my car. He looks right at me, turns and walks into the massage.
Still place. Couldn't tell it was Kaylee.
I'm like 10 feet from you. He goes,
so let me say this.
To be fair, you kind of can't see.
Yeah.
So you're an aggressive driver who can't see. Yes.
If you're on the left of me driving, you're fine. If you're on the right of me, I can't promise anything. Because I was going to tell you guys that my eye has gotten worse. My right eye has gotten worse. Yeah. So I'm going, I have to leave early today to go get it checked out. So I'm looking at this huge figure.
All you knew was he was bigger than you.
Who's got his hands out, like, and in my head now, it's like, come on.
Let's do this.
Come on, bro.
What are we doing?
So I dash in to get my massage.
I was like, okay.
So you go in to get your massage. Yeah. So throughout your entire massage, did you still think some lunatic had tailed you into the parking lot?
Yes. I figured that it was over because I went into the massage as the coward I am, and he's not going to wait for me for 90 minutes. So I get out, and I start driving home, and only then do I see his text that says, I'm behind you. Now, mind you, here's more confusion. confusion. So I started looking behind me.
He thought he was in the room.
And he texts me back right now.
He had said it an hour and a half earlier.
He goes, right now? I go, no, not right now.
So then I start putting together, like, oh, the moron is Kaylee.
Oh, wow.
That's a Monday afternoon for you.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
It really was like, what's the old classic book when you're fighting windmills? The dude is fighting windmills, Don Quixote?
Yeah.
Remember, because he thought it were dragons and there was nothing there at all? Yeah. That was me.
You created a dragon and it was actually Kaylee.
That was fun.
Oh, that's epic.
The Burt Show.